No, I don't spray. I'm like a melting candle. Oh, shit. Did somebody turn the heat on?
Oh, I can't. Oh, my jaw.
I do this for him. I if y'all knew, I love making him laugh like that. Look at these comments.
I want you to put your hands together.
That goes to the neighborhood.
And welcome him to the stage. Big round of applause.
That goes to the neighborhood.
2019 came and I'm telling you, we have new
no
ways
see,
to do
no
this.
Here. Okay, we were sitting here for 10 minutes, like thinking we were
talking to you guys.
I got the notification now.
Oh, cool.
Okay, so we're good. Okay, so what's up, everybody? So sorry, we're behind.
How's everybody doing?
What the fuck? I just had to click go live at top again.
Oh,
you had to do a double tap.
Man, we were just going on and on.
I know. Sorry about that. Okay, it says good. Okay, can you see and hear us now? Pretty good, at least.
We're here with cans and strings. Can you hear me?
I know. Okay, all right, so we're good now. What's up, Lord Kev, Universe Explorer, Mizuma? We were saying this, Jake from State Farm. We were laughing at your two podcasters, one cup, and we're live. Okay, so... Okay, it says good connection now. All right, there we go. I think we're good. Haynes Nation, what's up? Yeah, we just, like I was saying, when we thought we were live, I was over there, we're clicking record
and everything
to do the podcast for episode 77, and I said to James, I about clicked the go live button, and he said, well, fuck it, let's go live. So here we are, just impromptu, last minute. I know it's late, though. I know it's
late. It is late, and I feel so bad, but... Damn, this is fun.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Yeah. Chris said, ooh, I almost hit go live. I said, let's do it. And then we were scrambling.
Yeah. Well, we had to wait 10 minutes for this old laptop to boot up. Remember this laptop? It used to do everything, man. I used to stream from it.
Yeah.
It's just got an old hard drive that's got a bad controller, I think.
Can you guys hear us good? How's the sound coming through?
Yeah. What's up, everyday non-expert? Rebecca, there's Rebecca. Hello. Can you hear me now? We didn't have
take that filter off of me. I'm tired of this abuse.
I know, my God.
Son of
there's
a gun.
I got the fat filter only on the right side of the screen.
What the hell? I promise. What one problem at a time I'm going to deal with, but one of these days I'm going to shed this damn fat suit I keep dragging around with me.
Exactly. Thank you. Look at there. Super chat. Is that a super chat? What is that? A super sticker? Thank you, everyday non-expert.
Yeah, we're so out of the loop. Yeah, that looks awesome.
It does look awesome.
Thank
on
you
that monitor.
So much.
We really appreciate it.
Said eat a banana?
Oh, okay, look, that's their tent super on a live stream.
Banana. Oh, because Mizuma and his jokes. But I'm telling you, the other night I woke up, both my calves were just in knots. You know how you wake up with a cramp sometimes and it's the worst? I hurt for 2 days after that. That's how knotted they were.
Yeah, I get them too, but mine are in the front.
So anyway, I bought bananas.
Yeah, potassium. Need some
man,
potassium.
Yeah.
There's Eric, two Canapolis boys.
What's happening?
That's right. Greggy, hello. How are you? Colton M, there we go. Sounds good. So now we're good.
Oh, yeah, man. This is so awesome.
All right. So we're like, it's just like the old days, except things worked back then.
So are y'all ready to talk? How about that first episode of House of the Dragon season 2?
I know.
Blew me away.
Fucking, did you see damn Rhaenys and... I was just going to go with it. Poor Maelys, though. And shit. I better not start spoiling things.
Yeah.
Hey, we only got like 8 weeks for real, though. Rebecca, thank you for the super chat
as
well. Thank you, James, for the live stream. How excited y'all for season 2 of House of the Dragon? Oh, wait a minute. So I can like that now?
Really are.
So I can like that now.
Oh, man. That's cool.
Okay. This is all changed. We got to get
yes,
reacquainted
we do
with YouTube here.
We just stepped out of a DeLorean.
You, thank you for the live stream, James. It was always his idea. Thank you, Rebecca. I appreciate
that. This is the way it's always been. I get so many props and everything for sure.
I know.
Behind the scenes. Oh, God.
Laura Kev, we were just talking about this earlier. I watched episode one. I will watch it. Showed him the trailer about, 30 minutes ago, maybe.
Yes.
Yes, Shogun Universe Explorer. It's over now. It was... I just told James it's probably the best TV since season one of Westworld, or you know, the writing is even Game of Thrones esque as far as the conversation. I'm telling you, man, it's not an action series, but it's fucking great, man.
I do need to watch it.
My videos did really well, and I did have a slight issue with the end, but I understand what they were doing. Tom Bystander, I can like these now. I don't know what that does. But thank you for the super chat. Team Green. Uh-oh. Tom is Team Green.
Okay.
He likes Allison's feet.
What's up with that?
He likes Allison's feet.
that freaked me the hell out, man.
That's all it is.
I was not ready for that.
Yeah, but I'm going to watch Fallout for sure. I never played the games, actually, as much of a gamer as I am. I actually never played them, but I know enough about the world.
Never heard of it till he showed me that trailer earlier, yeah. And it looks really good. I told him, I said, I know me and Landon can watch that.
See, you hadn't saw Westworld, right?
No, remember, I was living with you when you started watching it.
And I was doing the videos.
But that was a show that once you got behind... Yes. You were freaking behind.
Yes.
There was a lot.
And it started getting, season one is outstanding. Season two is pretty good. Season three, it started getting kind of stupid, so I stopped. But, you need to check that out, too, for sure. Dune 2. Just saw Dune 2, Haynes Nation.
Okay. Mazuma says, Shogun writing is as good as we've seen in a while.
Yeah, it's 100%. It's outstanding.
That's cool, man.
Yes, it is based on the old book and of course the 80s miniseries that I had vague memories of. But I told, and James knows this, and I said this in some videos, my martial arts teacher, former martial arts teacher, is in the original 80s. He was
that's right.
He played a few different characters, but he was and did some stunt stuff for Richard Chamberlain. He had the beard and the whole thing, just like him back in those days. What were you laughing at? It freaked what?
Mazuma.
Oh, it freaked James out. He had to be alone after he saw it first time, a second, third.
Yeah, I did. I went home and rewound that two or three times.
Yeah. Fallout, but it seems like the first season of The Witcher and different storylines converging was very good. Yeah, I'm gonna check it out. The first one was pretty good. I enjoyed the first episode. D Ford, welcome back. Yeah, I know we're late, man. This was impromptu, like literally we were recording the podcast for me to put out Tuesday, and I about hit the button anyway, but he said let's go live, so I had to go set it up real quick.
Super cool, man.
So I mean, we would normally start this at 10 after the show, which we'll do with House of the Dragon. I think you're planning on coming doing those again, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
We're gonna start that in
June. Yeah. Because now that I'm caught up,
we can
do things together.
Yes. I actually thought...
Like we used to.
Like we used to.
Bunk beds.
I actually thought about, we have a table downstairs. If we don't like this setup, we can swap these tables and have the tall one again. If we like the kind of angled...
Oh,
We can swap.
You know how I am about nostalgic stuff.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I'd cry if we brought that table up here.
But, it's the same exact table. It's just new and actually doesn't fall apart.
The
kitchen table.
I didn't even think about it. It's the same exact.
It's identical.
Son of a gun. Never even crossed my mind.
The problem is if I put this one down there, I wouldn't have any chairs for the kitchen. But we could bring the two stools, whatever. It's a thought. Because we got new cameras. We've been saying this for like 2 months now. You bought
They really exist.
They really do. They're back here. We can get them out and prove it if we need to.
Yeah.
We have a 3-camera setup, but it works through an iPad, and we're just kind of the iPad thing. So we need to get a dedicated iPad and set that up. We can record directly to those though, so we have different angles.
That I think it would be cool. And we're amongst friends here. I'll be honest with you. I've held him back on those cameras. Because when we set them things up, I am so self.
Oh, you're talking about self-conscious.
The angles, and I'm just so fat now, and I hate it. I hate myself. But that is the truth.
Yes.
And, hold on, we were gonna do it another time, and I just
we set them up. I gotta feed this in here,
damn, but
I can't get down here.
Eric,
damn Eric, I hear you.
Thank you so much, man.
Thank you, cousin. Wow, $50 super chat. What is it? Did he get, you got paid. Eric got paid.
Eric,
thank you, man.
Eric knows government took all my money.
Yeah, that's right. Okay,
that's
so
nice.
Okay, I can like heart it over there and like it over here. I don't know. What does that do? I wonder. Thank you, Eric. I appreciate it, man.
I got a will.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to ask. And I know you said they were.
Man, it's awesome having my own water source, and I know that sounds so old fashioned, but you know, I was sharing the well with the church.
You got running water in your house?
I do. And you know those fake rocks they put over top of them?
Yes.
Yeah. I've got the biggest one I've ever seen. They put my well, they drilled right through a stump.
Right.
And I guess, you know, trees find water, I guess.
Yeah.
So they said that's where the water was. So they said, we did you a favor. You don't have to get rid of the stump now.
You just got you a giant.
So cup. Now it's sitting high up off the ground. They got this huge rock, man.
It covers the stump and the well.
Yeah.
What's up, Zara? There's Zara. How you doing, Zara?
It's like the one at A.O. Brown, the people spray paint.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Huge.
Well, you can start doing, you can do that. Create your own rock out there. But I mean, it's in the back, right? Is it in the back?
No.
It's in the front?
It's in the front,
oh,
yeah.
Shit. Well, I make. Can I come spray paint it?
Dude,
let's start
nothing, because if you did, everybody would be coming.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. It might be pretty
That'd
cool.
That'd be pretty cool.
It really might be. People, happy birthday, somebody.
Right, exactly.
That'd be sweet 16.
oh, shit.
But, yeah, so think about that. Well, you don't have a well here. You're on city water,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But I've just lucked out. I got a brand new well that has a brand new pump, brand new pipes running to my house, brand new electrical line to run the pump running to my house.
Right.
So anybody else that bought a house like me that was built in 1940, there's no telling how old all that stuff would be. It probably, you know, knock on wood, it's good stuff. I'm excited.
D Ford hopped on late. What are you guys talking? Well, it was literally impromptu. We had no real plan for the podcast. We were kind of talking about AI earlier. We were maybe talk about AI and some of the, there's the old Riddick.
We also said, you know, we'll see what these guys want to talk about.
Yeah, so, that too. So we can just guide the conversation. Just whatever. Don't matter.
Whatever you think, guys.
What's up, Tim? How you doing? Zara, enjoyed your breakdown of Shogun. Thank you, Zara. Those did really well.
They really did, Chris.
They popped off. The first one, I told James, the first one, I didn't put any effort into editing the damn thing. I just sat on one night and said, I'll try it. And I just like kind of put some footage up that really didn't match what I was talking about. And then I got a couple comments and it kind of blew up. So I started putting in some effort in the last 8 because I did miss episode 9. But anyway, it's really, really good. And then again, like we just said, 8 weeks till House of the Dragon season 2. Only 8 weeks, man.
And time flies.
Yeah,
so
it won't be before you know it. So we'll be back here at 10 o'clock after House of the Dragon doing live streams like the good old days.
That will be so fun.
And by the way, I know a lot of new people probably are not here tonight this late, but we have 110,000. Got a lot of new subscribers we gotta say hello to if they jump on here live.
Yeah.
And 110. That's pretty crazy. It's crazy how it picks up when it hits 100K, like I kind of predicted it would. Pretty crazy. Dune 2. Yeah, I just watched it the night before last. Haynes Station. I'm sorry. I keep saying Haynes Nation.
I actually thought that's what it was saying.
Yeah, I just.
Haynes Nation.
You know, when you glance at something.
Haynes Station.
I probably said that for years.
Like, what was the other? Yeah, Mr. Shoon.
Yeah, Mr. Shoon. Exactly.
That was fun.
Where is Hoon Jive and Mr. Shoon?
Yes.
welcome to the 19th century, James. He's got a whale, y'all. Like, he ain't got to carry buckets no more from the creek.
Oh, God, that was crazy. I did tell Chris earlier when we were talking about AI I've seen some videos of these AI companions.
Oh, shit, don't do it.
And I told him that I think I could talk to one of these things, man. I need to go watch that Joaquin Phoenix movie. I saw the trailer. Yeah. Looks like he, you know, falls in love with this voice, this AI companion on his phone. But no, man. I've complained a lot about, you know, I don't have anybody to come home to and talk about my day. And these damn AI programs are getting so freaking convincing.
Don't do it, dude. Don't fucking do it.
I won't take it to that level.
Okay.
I don't think I would. Exactly. Depends on how much shit she talks.
Remember, it's just a phone. Oh, shit. But no, I don't like where this is going, man.
I know, it is scary.
Because there's, you know, there's the big debate we talked about a little bit before, AI being, you know, on the podcast, is AI art? No, it's not. It's not art. It's just, it's replacing people. It's a tool. It's a good tool. You know, if you're a kid learning how to write a paper properly or format something properly, you can say, format this for me. And if you actually, you know, let it do it, but then you look and see what it's doing and learn that, okay, that's a tool. But the problem is, of course, it all goes, like Jake said, to sex. That's where it's all going.
Yeah.
It's the first thing people think about.
You wouldn't trust when you see a degree on a doctor's wall anymore as much. No.
Because, like I said, just as I was telling you, I'm trying to learn Python now, finally, after all these years of wanting to kind of do it off and on. It's too easy to go and just get code from that and check your shit. And I mean, that's fine to use it as a learning tool, but people are probably just using that, you know, hey, write me a program that does this, and it just spits it out instantly. So it's weird.
DM says it just tells you what you want to hear, like a real woman, the first 6 months to a year.
That's right.
It's funny, isn't it?
That's right. JS, I don't see why we couldn't do Shogun season 2. Very easy to diverge, keep the same unit. I mean, they could, but I think that was the plan, just a mini series, not go past, you know, just at the ending of the book. So I first thought it was going to be a series, but they did the whole thing. That's true.
Your fleshlights have come a long way.
What? Oh, shit. He sent me a GIF earlier. It was funny. Yeah, I used it, D4, for that. What I'm saying, I was doing an assessment thing the other day, and I used it to check some code. And you know, as long as I'm using it kind of in that way, but most people won't, though. They'll just cheat, you know? That's the problem. And then you just mentioned somebody got in trouble for somebody created a voice, AI voice thing that sounded like a teacher?
Yeah, it was a principal.
A principal of a school, and then made him say some like racial slurs, and it never even happened. And they busted the guy that did it, but I mean, for a while he was in heat,
that's crazy.
Hot water. So you're going to see more shit like that, especially on political stuff too. And we've seen too many movies about this. It's not a good idea.
It's really not.
It's just not.
Tom, I just watched Band of Brothers recently too. I'm sorry, tell you, Mizuma. That was so good.
I'm sorry. Hey, I found my tag ended up owning 3 laundromats.
So weird.
Oh, shit. Oh, I can hear his laugh from here.
Speaking of taxes, let me tell y'all a terrible story.
Man. They in your bank account and shit, man.
So, you know, I told on those last 3 podcasts, I told my downfall. And when I went through the breakup with my wife, I went in a dark depression for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I just got bitter. I didn't file taxes for 5 years.
Uh-huh.
And so I said, well, you know, it's crazy. They haven't come after me yet. So I gathered everything, went to this lady, filed all 5 years. First 3 years.
5 years.
They owed me. 2 years, I owed them.
Right.
But the 3 years, I wasn't going to get anyway because of student loan debt, right?
Right.
So
wait a minute, Joe didn't forgive your debt. How does that? How do they pick?
Hell, I don't know.
Sorry,
I never get picked.
No.
But the damn. So, I owed quite a bit, federal and state.
Mm-hmm.
Set up a payment plan, federal. State, I was like, I don't know. They've always felt like the little runt of taxes, they, right?
Yes, but they're the ones, yes.
I know.
There's Hoon Jive. What's up, man?
Wow, we were just talking about
you. We just mentioned you and Mr. Shoon.
And so I didn't do anything. Literally, 8 months is all the time from when I filed to a couple Thursdays ago, I woke up. They took every penny out of my bank account. Left me negative $20.
Taxation is theft.
And I said, holy shit. I looked on my app. There was no trace of where my money went because right. I thought I got hacked.
Right.
And I thought I'd see a bunch of, you know, things people bought. Mm-hmm. Nothing. Went. I had to wait for the bank to open up. I go down there. They said, oh, you haven't received this letter yet. Printed off this letter that said Oops. That they garnished all of my funds out of my account. They have the right to take up to twice as much as the debt. It said I did not have access to my safe deposit box, which is empty, but what if I had cash in there? You know, they left me negative 20. Right. So they said, if you go call the state, set up a payment plan with them, they'll release your money. See it all the time. Cool. I went, called, state said, okay, yeah, we'll set up a payment plan with you. I said, how long after, now that we've set this payment plan up, how long will it take for you to release my money back to me? They said, oh, we're not releasing your money back. We consider that a down payment.
Right.
First off, guys, everybody needs to pay taxes. I'm on board with that. That's fine. I'm on board with penalizing me if I'm late. But here's the thing. They charged 70% penalties and interest on top of what I owed. 70%.
That's ridiculous, man.
And so, I mean, hell, most of it's paid off now, but that was a shocker. I mean, they took every dime. And I just bought a house. Hadn't even made my first payment at the time. That was wild. That's a terrible feeling, guys.
That's some great timing there.
So if you learn anything from what I just told you, file your taxes on time. And if you do owe more than you can afford to pay, contact them immediately and set up a payment plan. It's so simple to do. I should have done it. But, you know, you live and learn.
There you go. Jake from State Farm, my father, a federal agent for the IRS, and he always said, fuck the state. They are the ones they're faster is what it is. They're faster, probably.
Yeah.
Since they're a little smaller than the feds.
Yeah, they're not dealing with quite as much traffic.
What's up, Diane? We just, James tripped and hit the live stream button. That's basically what happened. And here we are.
Pretty wild.
Impromptu.
It's good to see all you guys in here. You have no idea. Rebecca said I never get picked either. Rebecca, I saw you ask about overtimes.
Yes.
We will be doing overtimes again very soon.
Yes.
Just honestly, I know I'm the person with the worst news all the time. Listen, work's been really crazy lately. Yeah, I know everybody thinks their work's crazy, but my shit is wild. And I'm going to tell you, it's, he hears it. I bend his ear. He knows what's up.
Yes.
But it's just been crazy. So if we get started late on a Sunday night.
Right.
That's... Now, listen, he tries to get me over here on Saturdays. He does. But
I'm like, just,
I'm in my recliner like this, just vegged out on Saturdays.
Well, you got running water now, at least.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, no, we started, we talk about all that stuff, and then it's like late all of a sudden. We should have just sat down immediately at the table and hit record.
Yeah, but, man, you know, that would have been awesome.
It would have just been a work podcast at that point, you know. But, yeah, no, we're going back to overtimes. We're trying to, what we want to do is we need to go back and do a list of topics, because we've watched a lot of true crime stuff that we hadn't talked about yet. There's so much stuff we thought we talked about, too, in the past. We're like, yeah, remember we talked about Gypsy Rose? And we never did a podcast. We just talked about it.
Right.
One of those front porch conversations. So we're going to try to get a list of stuff so make it a little easier. But
and when you have two people, both people need to watch the same thing or read the same thing. And be willing and like it enough to talk about it. It's a little tougher than you think. We waste a lot of footage prior to hitting record.
Yes. Yeah,
I mean, honestly, we've left some hit podcasts
definitely
unrecorded.
Tim, just extortion, they're much worse than the mob. Oh, absolutely. It's just legal extortion, exactly. I agree. It's all bullshit, man.
I do think the 70%, I mean... It doesn't say 70%, but I can do the math. And I don't know how much is penalties, how much is interest, but yeah, they tax 70% on top of my debt.
They got to take care of Ukraine and stuff. What do you mean?
Good point.
That's what the fuck they're doing. It's not for your benefit. Similar thing happened to me from state tax. Didn't know them. They're crooks. Yep. It's all lying in pockets.
It bothered me that the banker has seen them release other people's money. I don't know. You know, and then I say, when will I get mine back? Oh, never.
Well, it's like, you know, you can't go in. When you file, let's say, like, you filed at a regular, you know, April deadline, whatever, and you were owed, you know, $4,000, you can't just hack in and take it.
Right.
They play by a different set of rules.
Yeah,
if you do that, you're in prison for, you know, if you're, you know, digital fucking crimes against the fucking government.
And you would think that somewhere it would be against the rules to be able to just take everything
from
somebody and leave them in the negative like that.
Oh, that's what I was going to say when you said that. I thought there would be like, wait a minute, you can't leave him without food and gas money. People can't even live these days.
Right. If we ever switch to digital currency, we're all in trouble, guys.
We're fucked,
I mean, I realized that when that happened.
Yeah, I don't want that shit to happen either. Yeah, she's in there, I think, Eric, with friends. We can't hear through the headphones, but the mic's probably picking it up. Let's see, Tim, do you think there'll be more convicting of murder since Owens left Daily Wire? Oh, that's a good question. Well, yeah, I think they don't have to go to the Daily Wire for that. And we can't say too much. Obviously, we don't know a lot anyway, but we do know that season one, if there is a season two, we don't know that for sure, will be available somewhere else. We just don't know when. But it doesn't have to be tied to them. It won't be tied to them forever, just put it that way.
I see. Yep, that's right. I remember that.
Diane, lucky didn't garnish your wages. Well, hell, that they wouldn't. What's going to stop them, though? You know, unless you're getting paid under the table cash. But we shouldn't say that live, shall we? Too late. Oh shit.
Speaking of under the table, Melisandre.
Oh hell.
Settle down.
Yeah. The good old days of Melisandre. Yeah. No, never a dull moment with you two. James. Yeah. James has. He has the worst luck. I mean, we both have bad luck, but
some people have horseshoes up their ass.
Well, you just
I have like black cats up my.
Yeah, you know, but you're saying I always have bad news. Well, I mean, you just don't remember the good stuff. We just because you just got that's a house true. And all that stuff, right? All that worked out.
Yeah, that's right. Got a good deal.
Look at there, Mother of Dragon. Open YouTube, and the first word I hear is "fuck." Honey, I'm home.
Sorry.
That's my fault, probably. I'm a potty mouth. What's up, Taryn? How are you? We just went live, just kind of accidentally.
How many people are in here?
About 40.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, look,
roll call.
40 and 101 views, almost as much as the last three podcasts.
Yeah, no shit.
I hate that though, man. Dude, you told that whole story. It took three podcasts, all this stuff.
About 7 hours.
7 hours worth of footage, and it, you know, it just got suppressed so bad, and people need to hear that, man. It's bullshit. But we don't know how that works. But then I can put it. The next day, I'll put out a Shogun video that gets 50,000. It still don't make no sense.
I really thought I was like, oh shit, we didn't do a podcast last week. Everybody's gonna be like, well, James is fucking relapsed again.
Well, I mean, excuse me.
Missed the fuck out of you two.
Yes.
Honestly.
Yes.
All of you guys. It's insane.
Well, we've been talking about that. We wanted to set, you know, this is not the official, but we, you know, we want to do. Like schedule a proper scheduling of 100K. You know,
right.
We got this back here. If you don't remember, if you hadn't seen in a while, you know, and we couldn't wait, so we unboxed it on what, five podcasts ago, something like that. We did an unboxing,
yeah,
of the play button because it took exactly like every day that it was supposed to, like 10 or 11 days for them to verify the channel before I could even order the damn thing and all this kind of stuff and. It sat there for what, a week, at least a week in the box.
Yeah,
and I just, dude, just like didn't I wanted to get it so bad.
That was
I just
wild.
Didn't touch it.
Yeah,
so I have some self control apparently.
And that was one. There's another good positive thing that's happened to me.
Yeah,
and they got to see that on film. That was such a surprise. I loved that. Loved it.
Yeah, I had to sit there and lie to him for a while. I felt so horrible.
No, I forgot, Rebecca. I did say that, didn't I?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I was going to be more positive.
Be more positive. That's
I
right.
did say that.
I think that was
I
just...
was saying that at work and everything.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. That's hard to do, though, at that office environment you're in over there, apparently.
Yeah.
I mean, the way it sounds to me. Yeah, no, it's, you know... I try to remain positive. I'm so much of a realist, though. It sounds pessimistic all the time. But
all right,
I mean, you know,
there's a good question. And without negativity, what a fucking rapper. Rank the Star Wars movies.
Oh, Star Wars movies.
Yep.
Okay. Empire Strikes Back.
All right.
New Hope. Return of the Jedi. Or those could be backwards. You could argue those.
Okay.
And then. Revenge of the Sith, Phantom, then Clones.
Cool.
And we're not counting six. And again, that's not negativity, but I don't count 7, 8, 9.
Clones is your last one?
I think so, yeah.
What number is it in the...
Two, Attack of the Clones.
Oh, I thought everybody hated one.
No,
Jar Jar Binks.
Well, that is, yeah, that's the only thing. But now, I'll tell you what, since the 7, 8, 9 came out, people are starting to appreciate Jar Jar a little bit more. No, it's like one of those things, like, we all kind of complained about some things in the prequels, right? But, because, I mean, people act like we never complained until 7, 8, 9 came out, but we did.
Yeah.
But, you know, it still had the story intact, and it was still true. It was his vision and all that stuff. It wasn't this other, you know, other agenda bullshit. So you look back on them and they're a lot better than you remember, you know, as far as, cause you remember we went and saw those and then you're like so hyped because it was like a new Star Wars movie.
Yes.
And then you come out of the theater and then you kind of coming down off the high and it's like, I don't know about this and this and this or whatever, but it still was the overall story and 7, 8, 9 just don't count for me. I'm sorry. So I don't rank though. Disney doesn't count. Right.
I fell asleep with Anakin. Into lava.
He fell asleep in Star Wars. I said, how do you fall asleep at Star Wars?
That was wild.
In the theater.
I wake up and he's Darth Vader. Yeah. And I'm like, what the hell?
How do you do that? But you've since seen, I'm sure.
Yes.
Several times. Excuse me. That's another thing we were talking about for a podcast. I don't know how we're going to do it. We can't watch a whole movie and do all reaction stuff. But
the hell we can.
Well, we can, technically. But he wants to watch Lord of the Rings finally. And I'm excited because...
You should show him that poster.
Oh, yes, downstairs. I can grab it in a minute.
Dude, that...
It's going to be framed right up there beside the other...
Had you not gave me that little history lesson showed me all this stuff, that poster would have been cool, but not as cool. Yeah, now I saw it, and I'm like, oh, man.
That's what we need to do. We'll get you to name everybody.
Oh, yes.
You could probably do that now.
Mm.
But anyway, I'm excited about it because I've always loved Tolkien, but I've been more and more into Tolkien since we left kind of Got and Ice and Fire, and we're not going to ever get any books for it. I've just been back in, Middle Earth a lot more and relearning and kind of brushing up and learning new stuff. And now he's all interested in it because he'd only seen, you said, The Hobbit.
That's it.
Just one movie of the Hobbit
first
trilogy. Not even Lord of the Rings. And now he's interested in that. So it's kind of like the old days where I'm already excited about it. And now he wants to learn some Lord of the Rings stuff. And I can sit there and preach and learn more as I'm preaching about the history and lore and everything in the background. So that's what's cool.
When I was 7 years old, I got this piggy bank that was about this tall. And it was Smeagol.
Ah, yeah.
And he's squatted on a rock with a fish in his hand. And so, it had like a brown fake wooden base, mm-hmm. It's plastic. And it said, had a name on there. What's his other name?
Gollum.
Gollum is what was on the thing. I had no idea.
Yeah,
what story it was from,
right?
But I loved that freaking piggy bank.
Yep, and he's then got when a I big saw role
the,
to play,
like trailers of the movie and stuff, and I saw him, man, that was awesome. I wish I had that piggy bank still.
Yeah, but it's what's up, Jessica? Ewoks were in Return of the Jedi, Jessica. That counts. Yes, correct.
I love that one.
I don't know how we're going to do that because it's one of those things where I told you, at least every once a month, I'll start watching Lord of the Rings like at night when I'm winding down before bed. I may not finish it that night, but I will the next or whatever. I just go through the trilogy again, whether it's the extended ones or regular ones, whatever. But I love that. I just think it's the greatest story ever told. It essentially, I don't want to say invented, but basically invented fantasy. I mean, it's just that old, and the world is so fucking immense. It's unbelievable. Nobody can ever replicate that. George R. R. Martin is trying, but he's not going to do that. As far as the size and scope and plus, again, look, talking about Game of Thrones and Ice and Fire and all that stuff, you just got to be real. Let's just not pretend that he's perfect. You can't be Tolkien or on that level if you don't have a finished product. You can't have they're great, don't get me wrong, but he will never have that same level of, I don't know what you want to even call it, not respect, but you know what I mean. You can't be in that club without a finished book, series, finished story.
Do you know, have you read or heard or anything, if he has them and is refusing to release them, or
he just hasn't finished words on the paper? It's been 12, 13 years now. He's just not finished. I think he's probably a little over halfway finished with Winds of Winter. But he's doing too many TV shows and other projects and stuff, and that's just what it is.
He might have got hooked up with an AI companion.
He could have.
Wasting all his time.
He very well could have. He's sitting at home talking to his phone. But he's probably got the money for the bot, the whole actual bot.
Ooh, yeah.
Probably. No, I mean, look, it is what it is. It's just like, you see a lot of stuff online, he's, I agree, he's not my personal author. He can do what he wants. It's his story. It's his baby. Do what you want, but don't, you got to understand people complaining, right? Because you sold this to the world. You got everybody hooked on it, and, they bought it, and they loved it. They spread it. The show, YouTubers and everybody else made that show bigger and made the book sell more, and now you got, you're not going to finish the show, I mean finish the books, the source material,
right?
You're not going to be in a Tolkien-esque club.
No, that makes perfect sense to me.
You can't be. So I've just kind of moved on from Ice and Fire, honestly. I mean, I've forgotten a lot of stuff. I still enjoy it. Don't get me wrong. I love House of the Dragon. I'm going to love Dunkin' Egg. You're going to love that too, by the way. It's not that I still don't love the stuff. It's just that I just kind of accepted what it is, what it is. The ending we got is what we got. We're not going to get a book ending that's much different if we do ever get them. There's going to be a lot of details that are, obviously, but he's never going to finish the books. And if he has somebody finish them maybe one day, that's fine, but that's not been confirmed either. So it's just like every year, yep, still working on it, still working on it. At some point, I think people have a right to, you know, be a little frustrated. You know,
oh,
what I mean?
Hell yeah, they do.
I think so. You know, it's just like he's infallible to people. He can do no wrong, but it's like, dude, he's making boatloads of money from TV.
Let's invite him on. Talk it out.
Love to have him on. Yeah, Dunkin' Egg's gonna be outstanding. I think that'll probably be better. I could even say better than House of the Dragon, just based off the story and how that would translate to TV, you know. I don't know. We'll
I read a lot of that one. Yeah. I mean, don't remember a lot of it, but I remember enough.
Gregor Smith, welcome. What's up, man? How are you? Yeah, we like I said earlier, James tripped and I hit the live button. It just literally happened that way. So we're recording a podcast and just decided to go live. I know we're late and stuff, but we'll schedule a proper, 100,000, you know, celebration, Q&A, whatever, one of these days, next couple weeks or whenever we can, whatever you want to do. And that way we'll do it earlier and get everybody in here and stuff. But just talking, wanting to hang out, see what's going on.
Ooh. Damn, Hain Station.
I'm sorry, I'm scrolling. Did I miss?
Said hot take. I think House of the D is meh.
No, I don't think you're necessarily alone, Hain. It's not Game of Thrones because of the, you know, it's like I told him when we were doing the reactions, it's localized. It's really, don't get me wrong, it's really good. I love the characters,
really
all that
good
stuff, but it's just, it's not Game of Thrones, that main story.
I agree. It is not.
And I can see,
made me yearn for Game of Thrones again.
Yeah, it does. It does. But I can see Dunkin' Egg just because of the type of story it is and the different travels and adventures. I can see it being probably as good. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, as far as like writing style and as opposed to like this localized little battle of one family. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? Don't get me wrong, it's outstanding. I'm not saying it's bad or something. But yeah, no, I was just, for me, it's just been back to Tolkien. I love the whole thing, the story behind his personal life and how he came up with all this shit. I mean, it's amazing to me. It's beyond, because this guy answered, because it got popular, right? It was for England. It got popular when it came out. He, you know, people wrote him about it. And he would respond, and that became part of the lore, too, is all these letters that they published. Christopher, his son, published in the Silmarillion. And like he had the whole world thought out in every different way before the story was even finished. It's just insane. Diane says, Return of the King is your fave, then the Two Towers. Yeah, I mean, I look at that as all one story, so I don't know how I hadn't thought about actually ranking the Lord of the Rings movies separately, but I still think they're the greatest movies ever made and the greatest story ever told. And I did start doing some Lord of the Rings lore stuff back in the day, but there's so many people doing it, man. There's so many great channels that do all the lore and stuff. So Robert, Indie Geek, I mean, he's still doing Ice and Fire stuff, but he's doing Lord of the Rings and then Witcher stuff.
M. Smith, what's happening?
There's R.N. Smith.
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
R.N. Smith?
R.N. Smith.
Oh, sorry, R.N. Smith.
Registered nurse, we always assumed. I don't know.
Yeah, damn, that's been a while. Yeah, I remember now.
Right.
Dude, my eyesight sucks.
I can still see at a distance. I just can't see right here.
No, man.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm the opposite.
Hain, I think the Beatles owned the rights or something, wanted to make the Lord of the Rings movie back in the 60s. I heard something like that. I don't remember. I just learned a little fun fact the other day from my dad. The Beatles funded the first, you know, my dad used to work at GE doing medical x-ray equipment, right?
Mm-hmm.
They funded the first machine. The Beatles invested in that. That was pretty cool.
That is cool. The Beatles.
Yeah, Matt Smith. Love Matt Smith. I told James when we first started watching it again for the podcast. At first, remember, I was like complaining, like, I don't think he's going to make a good Damon.
Yeah.
He's a perfect Damon.
I love it.
There you go. Registered nurse and fire and ice lover.
Awesome. Yeah, I totally remember now.
Yao Ming will make a good DI dunk.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I'm assuming Yao Ming is dunk. Oh, shit. family member of Brian of Tarth. DI. DI. That's true. I wouldn't be surprised, actually. Let's see. I was just trying. I know I feel like I got to get everything like in the old days when we had thousands of people and hundreds and shit, and I couldn't miss a thing. People get mad at us.
Yeah.
Hey, Steven, hot take here for me. I can't stand the Beatles. Not that I can't stand them. I'm just not a fan of the Beatles.
I like them individually better.
Yeah, I like, but now, yes. Music, I did like Paul McCartney.
Individually, I love. Together, I like.
Yeah, I just never was a fan. I like Paul McCartney, though. Remember him and Michael Jackson teamed up and did a collab. Was that a word then, collab? That online thing? Tales of the Empire, May 4th, Jace is asking. Probably not. If it's Disney Star Wars, I'm pretty much done with it. I may check it out. We'll see. Oh, speaking of Disney, it might remind me of animated movies. Have you seen the Transformers? What's it? Transformers 1 trailer?
Mm-mm.
Animated movie before was Optimus and Megatron, before he was Megatron when he was still D1.
I love the old school animated movie.
It looks, it's outstanding, but this one looks really good. We'll pop it up after on the trailer on YouTube. Raymond Carter, I just want to see the dragon battles in the daytime, not in the dark. I agree. That was just, I can't understand that.
Yeah, Tim, you're right. He meant to say Matt Damon.
Oh, yes, correct. I know. So many times. I didn't count the number of times, but I've had every other comment for it seemed like to me.
Yes, Kayla, I'm with you.
George Harrison girl.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Diane, there you go. Who's my favorite Lord of the Rings character, film versus book? Oh, I don't know, man. Sauron. You see this guy back? Which way do I point? This way. That's my favorite. The Lord of the Ring is... I wish I could pan that camera over.
I know.
I can, actually. I could get up and go to the bathroom and then pan it over for a second. No, I don't know. Viggo, yeah, he's... you probably have to go with... I like Legolas. I like Gandalf. It's hard to choose, man. I like the Hobbits. I like Sam. I don't know if I could choose. I have to put some thought into that. Ned Stark is in it, by the way. That's where the famous meme came from. One doesn't simply walk in the Mordor.
Says, say, by McCartney and Jackson is a bop. I like The Girl Is Mine, too. Both of those are awesome.
Oh, yeah, I like some songs for sure. Well... thief. So yeah, you watched The Hobbit, but you didn't even get to like the Desolation of Smaug and all that stuff. So I showed you that Smaug thing I did for the voiceover stuff, but you never got to see the actual. Gimli's hilarious. I love them all, man. The whole crew, man.
Yeah, Mother Peregrine Dragon. Yeah, I think everybody is saying that about Shogun.
It's awesome.
Makes me want to give it a shot.
What's up, AK Watch? How are you? Doing good. We just went live. I said, what the hell? We're going live late. Why not? I ain't got to edit this week, though. This will be episode 77 live. How about that?
Hell yeah.
Mazuma, do you James particularly identify with Legolas? He don't know who they are.
I don't.
He don't know who Legolas is. Legolas is an elf and Gimli's a dwarf, and they initially dwarves and elves do not like each other.
And you know, that's what threw me about that is like my whole life I thought elves were short.
Yeah.
And
really?
And then I saw, in Game of Thrones they're tall, and I'm like, what the hell?
Wait a minute.
I thought elves and dwarves were both little.
Wait, what, in Game of Thrones?
I meant to say Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
I
thought you just, yeah. No, they're the tall, ethereal, most, the fairest of them all, type thing in dwarves.
I guess I think of Keebler elves. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I
yeah, I
the
guess
fat guy's true. Always going to think of cookie elves.
No, that's true. The Keebler elves. I didn't even think about them being elves, actually. But the dwarves were created by, I told you a little bit about that. We were going through that stuff about Aule, and he couldn't really give them life, until the Iluvatar gave them life. And then, the orcs or goblins, whichever you want to call them, there's been some different ideas that Tolkien, because he kind of changed some stuff. That was the cool thing about it. He was always revising things, at least in his mind. And he would think about it like it was a real thing, like when he answered these people, like, it's probably this way. Nothing was definitive, so Morgoth created the orcs from elves, but because he couldn't create, he can only destroy or distort or corrupt, so that was the basic story. But there's been some change, some different little things on that. He changed his mind several times. Gregor Smith, got you pumped now. What about the AI companion? Or I'm sorry. Oh shit.
Yeah, and Christmas elves too, y'all. That's right.
That's true.
I see
that
y'all.
That is true. That is true. Now Ocean Miz. Now I'm picturing the Keebler elves in Lord of the Rings. Oh shit! You done got everybody. Oh shit. Tim, James, once you reach Lord of the Rings, think about the ring and Frodo from an addiction standpoint. Yes. This absolutely 100%.
Wow.
100% what, when.
Because you were, based on the stuff you've told me, yeah. I see
okay.
what they're saying.
So Andy Serkis, when he was, you've seen a couple of those clips I showed you, I think. When he came up with the voice for Gollum, he told his cat story, how it came in there and was coughing up a fur ball.
Yes.
And it's like, got him, But the point was that he looked at Gollum / Smeagol like an addict. That was the whole thing. And that's exactly the way he put into his facial expressions and stuff. So that's exactly what it is.
Damn. Yeah, that's cool. How could we react to it? Because it would be cool.
I don't know.
To do it.
We were talking about it.
I would love
it.
To watch it, and at least people that love it like you love it could get to see somebody get their cherry popped.
Yeah,
that's
true. I mean, that's just a long movie. Even the regular is almost 3 hours. I mean, we could watch it and just simply talk about it and whatever. And do like a review, breakdown, whatever type of thing. But they're just talking about it in general, what you thought of it and questions you have and stuff like that, I guess. But yeah, that'd be a hard one to actually react for unless you did it in a lot of parts. ATC, do a podcast, overall thoughts on The Witcher. I stopped watching The Witcher, man. I really did. That's the same reason Henry Cavill left. They changed the source material. And I understand to a degree, like they wanted all three of the stars in there at the same time, but they changed so much stuff. And then he announced he was leaving. And that's the reason he left, because they want to mess with the source material like they all do all these shows, like Star Wars and Disney. Same thing. I just stopped watching it, man. I really did. I love The Witcher. Don't get me wrong, but it's just can't.
The Mandalorian was good.
Until season 3. Yep. And then they. destroyed it with that, and Book of Boba Fett was, I mean, it had great parts, don't get me wrong, but it was just, like, even the actor in Boba Fett said, why am I talking so much? I'm Boba Fett. I don't talk.
All right.
Like, they were doing shit, weird shit, man, and I don't know. And,
yeah, that's... Oh, hell yes, Rebecca. The Rice Krispie elves.
Oh,
good call.
Are they elves?
Yes.
That's right. They
snap, crackle, and pop.
Wait a minute. Well, they got pointy ears, right? I guess. When do we ever... Are they actually elves, though?
I think so.
Or maybe just got pointy... I guess they are.
I think they are. Let's put an end to this
right
now.
Oh, shit. We got to Google snap, crackle, and pop. Lord Kev, the extended
editions.
They're
going to see how slow I am.
That's when you have a good long weekend, man. You pull out the extended editions and have a marathon. Haynes Station, do a video for each movie, then maybe another about the whole trilogy first time watching. Yeah, I think we should. He wanted to do it, and we were talking about the last couple of weeks.
They are three gnome-like elves.
There you go. Gnome-like elves, so short elves. But, I mean, really think about it. I mean, I don't know. Maybe somebody in the chat knows. Were there any elves before? I think there were. I don't think Tolkien invented elves. But were there kind of elves in stories before Tolkien? Because if you think about it, that's how much influence it's had on everything we see around us. You know what I mean? Like the snap, crackle, pop. The Keebler elves. They're all from that stuff, right? Tolkien essentially, he didn't technically, but essentially invented fantasy, you know. But I don't know. I don't know who started. I mean, Haynes, I know. Yeah, he did get it from European folklore. That was already. I'm saying, like, in a story, did somebody use? I believe somebody did before that, but he really is the one who made them what they are, as far as you know how he wrote them.
Yes, Lord Kev, I would see Vulcans being space elves.
Space elves, yeah. But that was much later than Lord of the Rings, so.
Well, it's like the George Lucas and droids.
Yeah.
When Android phones came out and all that, you could see the little mm-hmm. writing on the commercials. That was so eye-opening
to
me.
Yeah, he copywrote the word droid.
Yes. Yep.
I didn't know that till then either. Shakespeare. What about AK Watch? I actually enjoy Shakespeare. I do. Peepaw glasses. We got a new hashtag, James. You got. Think about this, man. We started this shit 8 fucking years ago.
Yes, sir.
8 years ago. And then I go back and look at those videos, and we're like younger and.
Oh, hell yeah.
And you didn't have peepaw glasses.
I know.
We just had like a Cameron bunk beds. That's all.
Do you know? I had. Fresh tie-dye shirts.
Yes.
I have packs of shirts ready and all the tie-dye stuff I've had
for
years.
Oh, you have it now.
Have it now. Yeah. I just need to take the time to make some freshies, bust them loose on here again.
Yeah.
Let's get back to those fun days.
Oh, I got you, AK. I'm sorry. I was totally different things there. L's in his place. Got you. Per Google, some of the earliest known references to elves in literature comes from the 10th century England. Very cool, Diane.
My favorite elf is Elvis.
And that's my mom. That's her favorite elf, too. They go see all the damn imitators everywhere.
I enjoy those, too, man. I really do.
Like, I like Elvis songs, but I've just never been into like seeing him perform. I mean, like it was good. I could see it why people like it, and why the ladies would like him.
Oh yeah, of course. He was a beautiful man.
I ain't nothing but a hound dog rocking. What is this hearts go over there?
I don't know. It's exciting.
Well,
whatever
new
it is.
Stuff. Yeah, that's making me flutter here a little bit.
Yeah.
What the
really cool.
I'm feeling a tingling sensation somewhere, like. Oh, that's there's just hearts coming up from the screen. I don't see. We're new to this again, apparently.
I know, but yeah, like if we got Elvis in Lord of the Rings, he'd be like, "I want to get TCB engraved in that ring."
There's Dustin Howell. Who's that dude?
I know that
My
guy.
My favorite elf is Buddy the Elf.
I love Buddy from Elf, the movie Elf. Yeah. What's the name of that movie?
There's Stacy. What's in the box?
Oh, my God, yes. Dude,
what's in the box? I don't even know if that sounds like Brad Pitt. Does it sound like Brad Pitt? But Doc always had me doing it.
That was funny. Yeah, where the hell is Doc?
Where is Doc Holliday,
man? Let's wake his ass up.
Yeah, somebody call him right now. We're up till midnight. He's got to be. He's up. Anyway,
knock on our door.
Yeah, I don't know where you got the Three's Company song. Now it's gonna be in my head all day tomorrow. AK Watch. As soon as Henry left The Witcher, I knew the days were numbered. Yeah, it's canceled now after what this one season with Thor's brother Chris Hemsworth, or I'm sorry, what's the brother, Liam? Is that right? On mobile, it's on here to tap hearts and emojis. Oh, okay, Rebecca. Rebecca's doing the hearts. She's dropping the hearts. And Rebecca, by the way, thank you for upgrading to Lord. You get to see the overtimes that we'll start back again because he's got a story to tell for the next for the next
one. And there may be nudity.
This motherfucker came to the door one time. We were doing this, me and him and our buddy Ho, and we were doing this little...
And Dustin
was there. Yeah, Dustin can vouch for this. We were doing this little, like, skit thing where we had this, like, you know, script or whatever, having fun trying to, like, acting, right, really.
And recording it.
And James was going to be the guy who's, like, the friend coming over. And so we were recording this on camera. I go to the door during this scene.
Yeah, I'm supposed to knock on the door.
I'm air quoting.
So I went outside.
Yeah, he went outside. So I opened the door and he's standing there butt ass naked with his shit tucked. I'm like, oh my gosh. I don't know.
It was like 20 degrees outside.
I don't remember if I puked shit or slammed the door in your face or maybe all three. I can't remember. But it was so funny to see you. Oh my God. It was 20 degrees outside. This dude's out here butt ass naked. We had some times at old house, man.
Dude.
Oh, Jesus.
One time I did that to my buddy Mike. Hurricane Sandy came through in New York, and we went up there to help feed the power companies.
Yeah.
We were working 24 hours straight, man. No sleep.
Yeah.
So you get delirious, right?
We went
back to the camper, and we're just all sitting there in a daze. And I went to the little bathroom in the camper and came out, and I'm standing right behind him. So he's facing that way. And I'm like right behind his head. His head's like right here. And I tucked my stuff. And I was like, I tapped him on the shoulder. I said, man, is this normal? And he turned and it was right here in his face,
oh,
dude.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Dude, the whole night, we'd be calm, settled down, and all of a sudden you'd feel the place shaking where everybody started laughing again. It was so fun.
Oh, shit. Snow blowing. Can James recall the story of Uno, Lord Kev, and Chris? Don't forget our longtime sponsor, Vagisearch. Or are you talking about Vagisil? We have them both. Vagisearch. Get that mini fresh feeling from basement to ceiling. Vagisearch.com.
What was the norm? What was the Uno thing?
I think it was a
talking about
a
my
nut.
Balls? That's.
But I don't remember the context.
I don't. Okay, I was just wondering if we're talking about. Yeah.
Kotex.
That reminds me of my mom. She always said Kotex.
Look, I love doing these fake sponsors. I always have. I mean, look, we want some real ones. We'd like to make some a little cash for this stuff. That would be kind of cool. But, I mean, I love the fake ones. We're going to do some Badger Steel shirts for a 2 to 3 inch drop in your curveball. If you don't get that, man, we just can't be friends. No, I'm kidding. We can be friends. But you know what I mean. You gotta know these references.
So, oh my God, James wear a fanny pack in the front every day of my life.
He brought that shit back. He brought back Crocs and tie dye.
Since the 80s,
our kids made fun of him so bad.
Yeah.
And my buddy Mark too for wearing Crocs. And then what? 2 years later, they all had to have.
Yeah,
Crocs.
My kids wanted the Crocs to wear to school. I was like, whoa.
Yep. He brought them back just a bit outside.
But yeah.
Yeah, he's got the... Well, you know, Rogan brought him back to a degree, too.
Yeah, I agree.
Because he started using, and then he's got his own line of them, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So he kind of brought him back. But you started it. I mean, and it goes to James.
Honestly, this is embarrassing. But
yeah, he's got two. You got a big.
I carry this everywhere I go.
This is and it's grown. This is grown.
Pick it up. Feel the weight.
Good. What the fuck's in there? A couple bricks?
Well, there's.
I mean, maybe we don't know.
Heroin, Percocet. No.
I know he's...
It would be fun to do a show and tell one day.
Yeah.
And let you just empty this and ask questions about
hell.
It. That you would die. This is cuticle oil hanging right here.
He's always been a metrosexual. No yeah. doubt about it. He'll tell you that.
I know. It's weird.
Cuticle oil and stuff. No. Vagisil legal. Well, I actually seriously, Mother Dragon, I downloaded the logo and I did a shitty mock up, you know, 2 to 3 inch drop on your curveball. And I'm going to get my cousin Eric because he's got proper, like,
yeah,
Photoshop.
If he's still in here.
Yeah, Eric.
We want to hire you.
Speaking of Eric, I mentioned this to you on the phone, but we want a new logo. We're going to pay you for it. Like, we needed, like, a good logo. Think of an album cover, 3,000 by 3,000 pixels. The logo, like, the podcast logo somewhere in our faces, like, caricature style laughing or whatever. We got to get a new podcast logo going. And then, yeah, we want to do a couple shirts. Because we got all the, like, logo shirts, but we got to grow some before we can sell a T-shirt. But if people get those inside jokes, man, some of our fake sponsors. And we used to come on every time and go we'd be a different co-host. We'd just be random people. Like I was going to say earlier tonight, I'm your co-host, Ron Goldman or something.
We did do that every time.
Yeah, every time.
Yeah.
It'll be
co-host Dirk Dickler.
Yeah. Oh shit. I was choosing between that and Lieutenant Dan. I didn't just to throw you off and see
what's the vomit? Emotions.
I don't know. What did we say?
Oh God, who knows?
Diane, I don't know if are you purposely deleting your messages there?
I love it. Rebecca Powell says Indiana Jones carries one. That's from The Hangover. I love that.
Metrosexual equals groomed pubes. Man bag.
Oh shit.
I didn't know cuticle oil existed, Gregor said.
Honestly, a lot of people have told me that.
I've been
Gregor.
Picking on him since I saw it years ago. I was years like, what is ago. That? Cuticle oil?
Yeah.
This is a man who worked at Time Warner Cable.
I know.
And climbed poles for a living like I did.
I lotion my body every day. I have to have.
Hey, look, to be fair. I've been lotioning my arms and my shins. I'm ashy, man. And I got this thin skin. And
older we get, man.
I'm getting it like my mom where it's thin. And I know how bad hers is at her age now. So I don't know if that'll help or not. But I'm ashy, man. I'm getting ashy and shit.
I just, if somebody touches me.
You explode.
I want to.
you Uno.
I want them to just. You know, I want it to feel a certain way. I don't know. I know how it feels when you touch somebody and you're like, my God, their skin feels so amazing.
You remember that?
I would love somebody to touch me and think I feel amazing, but it'll never happen. So they don't make enough products.
No. Be positive.
Be oh, positive. That's right.
It
that's
will
right.
happen, man. It'll happen.
Let me tell you a story that happened to me the other night.
Oh, shit. Here we go. Story time. Hashtag story time.
So
I'm sorry, Rebecca. Climb poles. We did.
We climbed poles. Oh shit.
We were good on them damn poles too.
Oh shit.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. You remember my ex-girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
Most recent.
Mm-hmm. She should not be named.
She came down the other day, and. We were in my I was in my recliner.
Wait a minute.
And she straddled me.
Wait, you're saying, did you say the other day?
Uh-huh. And
I can't tell if he's joking or not, y'all.
I'm not. And I, so we were making out and grinding on each other. And I freaking.
Uh-oh. Don't say it.
I busted.
Don't say it.
In my pants.
You're too open on here.
And then I woke up.
You bastard.
I swear to God, I had a wet dream.
The
other day.
You're saying. Oh, my God.
It was so embarrassing. I told Landon. I was in my recliner, just fell asleep, just literally watching TV, fell asleep, and had a fucking wet dream in
my
recliner.
A splooge chain.
So embarrassing.
Here we go.
Why? I can't. What is wrong with me? I've never, ever.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Had a wet dream, even at my peak of being horny as a young man and thinking about sex like 24 hours a day. You know how that is.
Yeah.
Never had a wet dream. Later in life, I've had three. That was my third one the other day.
Oh, shit.
Wonder what causes that.
I don't know. I guess time away from... I don't even think that's PG.
Stacey, 27. It happens. It does. You have no control over it.
I guess so. No, I was just like totally, I didn't think about the dream thing, but when you said, I thought it was one of your jokes or something. Like, I thought you actually showed up. I was like, wait a minute, that's out of the fucking left field.
No, normally you try to go back to sleep and pick up where you left off, but I finished in my dream. Oh. So I was like, I wasn't sleeping in that mess.
Oh, hell no. Well, this is upgraded radar. We just got demonetized. It's fine.
No, bullshit.
No.
Oh.
I'm kidding. No, Diane said, hey, whatever unclogs the old pipes.
Amen, Gregor. Amen.
Zara's like, TMI. I'm sorry, Zara. I apologize for him. I admire your openness, James.
It's embarrassing, but hell.
Look, here's the thing.
I didn't do it to myself.
Right.
Like I used to. I used to just be sitting there, and the next thing you know, I'm all over myself.
Yeah. Look, here's the thing. It happens to everybody. Everybody sharts their pants. Everybody
has moments.
Dreams.
Yep. Embarrassing
most
moments.
Most people just don't choose to talk about them on YouTube. That's all. But everybody can relate. Every male can relate, I guess, in that situation. But you know what I mean. Everybody knows. So it's fine.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be crazy if she was watching? She's like, but fuck, I did. This lying motherfucker.
Oh, shit. There you go. Jace Miller, new sponsor, Smokescreen Sperm Bank. You squeeze it, we freeze it. I like it. Oh, shit. I'm going to have to add that one to the list. Hell yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's a lot. That's right, Arian Smith.
Oh, shit.
Better wear a raincoat if you fall asleep around me.
Yeah.
No, I don't spray. I'm like a melting candle. Oh, shit. Did somebody turn the heat on?
Oh, I can't. Oh, my jaw.
I do this for him. I if y'all knew, I love making him laugh like that. Look at these comments. Oh, hell.
Oh, shit. Oh. Ooh, what is that? Oh, my God.
Yeah, Lord Kim, that is good. That's good advice.
I'm so sorry.
Welcome back.
Oh, shit. Okay. All
these
right.
These people forgot. Gregor said he just smoked a doob. He's dying. Oh, that's funny.
Oh, I got a headache, dude, from laughing. Oh, shit.
Might want to get that checked out on me. Well, you can.
Okay. Sorry. Firing blanks.
Do we need to bring it back or I can keep going?
No, that's fine. Oh, shit. My jaw hurts. A melting candle. Oh, fuck. What was it you said that last podcast? Oh, my God. I can't remember. I had a meltdown.
I said Shaq's fetus.
Yeah, tickled my funny. I can't remember. Maybe it was that was that too, but it was something else. Oh shit! Low caliber ammunition.
Amen.
Anyway, okay. Whew. Sorry, I had to catch my breath. Anyway, so we have some
these comments. I missed this.
Oh shit. We went from Lord of the Rings and Star Wars to wet dreams and candle wax.
He's kicking me under the table. We were getting super chats, you dumb son of a bitch.
Oh, shit. Story time. My turn. I don't have
bunk beds.
I don't have stories like James, man.
Don't tell his secrets.
Maybe. I don't know. I really have tried to think of some cool stories. I don't have stories like James.
The hell?
I can, what, tip with 12-year-old stuff? It all ends in calm. We're definitely getting demonetized now.
Mm-hmm.
I can see, the thing's going to be yellow if I go look.
Yeah, it's like our podcast, one big fart joke.
Yeah, no. Oh, shit. Hold on, let me... I've told him before. I've tried to think of. I mean, I've got stories, but nothing crazy, and nothing recent like that. Why is this so slow?
Maybe. Oh, there's that.
But see,
trailer.
My problem too is I have big gaps in my memory. Eric could tell you if he's still on here. I have big gaps in my memory.
Yeah, he does.
I have years where I don't remember anything, and then years where I remember like every detail. It's weird. And my mom says she's the same way. I don't know. But if I'm reminded, then I can go into if something triggers a memory or something. Like Eric will bring up something, for example, mm-hmm. and I'll remember. Oh yeah, and then I'll remember all the stuff.
That Deadpool Wolverine trailer.
Yes,
that does look good. Have you guys seen?
Look at there. Limited.
Oh, hell.
Monetization limited. It's already limited. It's a live stream.
Wow.
I'll change that thumbnail later. I just had to pick something real quick. We're gonna
is there a way to avoid that? Or is it just the language is bad, it does this?
Well, it's not just language. They have changed so many things. You can say more stuff. You just can't say it early on, like in the first 20. But then, I don't know. I'm thinking about more videos. I don't know how live
we're going to OnlyFans.
There you go. No, I don't know. It's done that before. Like, it's not even live yet, and it's already limited.
Good night, Diane. But thank you so much for coming.
It doesn't matter. It's fine. Good night, Diane.
I have to have a good one soon too, Diane. I have actually have a meeting in the morning.
Yeah, it's getting late, but hit it from behind if you know what I'm saying, Diane. Good night, Diane. Have a good one.
Good night.
Yeah, I'm gonna check out Fallout. Jason, I've seen episode one, but I'm gonna watch it because it looks pretty cool.
I will too. Maybe we'll
never
talk about
and I never
that.
Played the game. Yeah, I never played the games. I mean, I always knew about the games. I just never played.
You
them.
Said Eric has played or has just started of the show.
He played them before, but I don't know which one. There's four games, but I remember like Fallout New Vegas and stuff coming out. I just never played them. But now I think Eric's playing them again because of the.
Okay.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I read a thing. The player base is now bigger than it was at launch because of the show.
Wow.
So even though.
Now that that guy who is the ghoul,
mm-hmm.
he was in Westworld, right?
No. It reminded you of the man in black in Westworld. That's Harris. Ed Harris.
Ed Harris. Yes. That's right. He was.
Yep. Ooh, Rebecca. Thank you for the super chat. For the potential limited ads, since we're having a good time. Thank you, Rebecca.
Thanks so much.
$10 super chat. And
my potty mouth.
No, it don't fucking matter. And RN Smith, thank you so much for the $10 super
thank
chat.
Thank you so much.
I can't. Why can't I like?
Heart, yeah, what's
I
up with that?
I can't heart that one. Why? Why can't I heart that one?
Why? Yeah, that is weird.
Like, okay, that shows like Rebecca's third. That's just like, I don't know.
Oh,
well, I can't like it or heart it.
Soon as we get an opportunity, we're gonna like that one.
I guess it shows up like a comment when it's a video now or something. So why? That's why I can like it like a comment. I don't know.
Oh, there is no comment.
Oh,
if
okay.
there's a comment, you
that's
can like
probably
the comment.
What it is.
Okay. I see.
Yeah, because that'll post in the video.
But thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, y'all. Yeah, I didn't. That's what I was saying, Hayne. I didn't know which one to even start with if I wanted to. But I'm playing Helldiver still right now. And DVD, of course.
Can you guys help me think of something? I was telling Chris about it when we were trying to set up. I just today saw a trailer of a show that looks just like Friday the 13th.
Oh, yeah.
But it is not Crystal
it's
Lake.
It's not the new Crystal Lake thing.
It doesn't say Friday the 13th, but there's it looks like there's a place like Crystal Lake, and there's a lake, and there's a dude, you see him from behind, looks like Jason Voorhees walking through the woods, people screaming, and it's one word. It's like shudder or something.
Not, there's a fan-made thing that they did, they produced it, and now they're being asked to take it down. But there's been some fan-made...
And if anybody gets fooled by that shit, it's me every time.
Yeah, but it is well done, though. There's one company or something that does those things, but... They've recently been asked, from my understanding.
That would piss me off. I hate being that naive.
But there's a lot of fan made stuff. Yeah, if you can find it, if you know what you said, the name was what?
It was one word, and my mind is telling me like shiver or shudder or something like that.
It could be a fan made Jason thing, but because I mean,
it looks,
you know,
just
Jason
like
is,
it, Chris.
Jason is Jason. You can't mistake
and it has
him.
It has to be.
I'm ready for some new. Horror too, by the way.
Something to be, something to do with
Shudder,
it.
Shudder, you said?
Yeah, like I think it's like Shudder.
Well, sure, Shudder trailer right there.
Or shiver or something. No, that's not.
That's not. That's
hold
not.
On, that second one.
This
what
one.
What is that? See how it looks like Crystal Lake or something?
Sundance.
Does that? But this look brand new.
Oh, In a Violent Nature trailer, Shudder. Like that's the Shack. That does look like Jason. Is that what you're talking about?
This looks just like what I'm talking about.
Without the mask.
But it never shows the face on the thing I saw.
That looks just like him from that little... we'll have to watch that and see. That looks like Jason.
I bet if that is some fan-made thing I feel for... I saw it on TikTok.
In a Violent Nature... No... Let me just delve into the wilderness where an undead horror awakens in a violent nature. That's the name of In a Violent Nature. Flips the script on traditional slash, inviting you to witness the rampage from a monster's eyes. Sees the bone chilling experience in theaters. That's
the one
that's
I
legit.
Saw.
Yeah, that's just a copy of Friday the 13th.
It really looks like a copy of it.
It does. But yeah, no, I'm ready for some new. Like, we got Alien Romulus coming. I'm ready to see that and how they tie that in. And I'm ready for... The lawsuit's over for Friday the 13th. We're waiting on it in DVD. I want to see new movies. We got the new Crystal Lake show. I don't know how they're going to do that, but they have all the rights to everything. But they're going to start early, so I guess we'll see young Jason first and Pamela and all that. But then it'll go to Hockey Mask Jason. And I want them to do a proper Freddy, Elm Street. It's time. It's been long enough.
Yeah.
You know, we've got Halloween, several of them from Rob Zombie, and the new ones that are pretty bad, actually. The last one was horrible. But it's time to get some Freddy and Jason back. Transformers 1, Dustin, I just told him about that earlier. I'm going to show him the trailer after this. It looks great. TikTok ban. I mean, are you asking about what we think about it, Haynes, I guess?
I hope they don't ban it, but I do understand if that's true, all the things in the back end of the...
Yeah, if that's the case.
Yeah.
And that's a big if. But I did see some hearings on, I do understand, like, okay, so the Chinese version, they show only like learning stuff, right? Math, science based. It's not really entertainment based, to my knowledge, unless it's done in that way, like for learning. And they're also limited per day, like per, you know, a certain amount of hours.
Mm.
But in America, it's just all this stuff pushed, and they say there's this spyware stuff. They're asking for a separation of the companies, right, to make it a, like TikTok America, whatever. That's if that's the case, I do understand the why, because our societies, that's just being pushed in our society. But I'm not down for banning anything. You know what I mean? I'm pretty absolutist when it comes to
these things. Hear us, and yes. You know what I mean. Anyway,
yes. So we can let American companies spy on us for ads and all that stuff, but I do understand that's a little different, you know, as far as like, you know, foreign governments. But
Revenge of the Sith 25th anniversary, so it's going to be in theaters. I would go. I would go watch it.
I think Dustin said it was going to play all of them, right?
Ooh, that would be cool.
But you'll just fall asleep.
I'll do my best.
Yeah, that's Stacy. That's that one. That's what that says.
Never Hike Alone. Ocean Mist says there was a good fan made Jason movie called Never Hike Alone.
Yeah,
I will try to watch that.
I remember that. This one, that's what it says here about In a Violent Nature, official Shudder. In a Violent Nature is the name. It says it's from the killer's POV in the description.
Mm.
From the monster's eyes, yeah.
So the name of the movie is going to be In a Violent Nature. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, I guess Shudder's the production company or something.
That stuck in my head. That's pretty cool.
It looks just like Jason.
Without
the mask on. But there is a bag there, too.
Alien is in theaters right now, too. That's cool.
Wait a minute. Did it come out this week? What, Romulus?
Oh, they're saying May the 4th.
Oh.
Okay. So, yeah, May the 4th.
Ready for Alien. It's because Alien's going to take place between Alien and Aliens. So it's going to also tie in.
What is taking place between it?
Alien, Romulus.
Is there a trailer out?
It's going back to where it was, you know, more classic, you know, sci-fi horror. But they also are going to tie it into Prometheus and the backstory of Xenomorphs and David and the whole thing. And finally, hopefully, get some clarity on that, because it's a little bit of a mess, like the timeline and who did what.
You know how I told you I've been watching older movies? I watched one from, I want to say, 92? 90-something. Yeah. But it's a movie I heard about.
Which seems like 10 years ago for us. It really does. I always think, like, oh, it's just 10 years ago.
And I remember it getting so much press and nominated for a lot of Oscars, and I can't believe it's got a jam-packed star-studded cast.
Mm-hmm.
Glengarry Glen Ross. Do you remember that?
No.
I totally, totally recommend it. Jack Lemmon, his old ass is in it, and he is awesome. Al Pacino, he does great, but it's got Kevin Spacey in it, Alec Baldwin, Al Pacino and Jack Lemmon, and the other dude from The Right Stuff and A Beautiful Mind. I can't think of his
name.
Beautiful Mind,
that's an awesome movie.
Awesome, awesome movie. I recommend that if you're ever looking for just... It's about some little like real estate salesman, and in one office, 48 hours in their life.
Right.
But it's that good of dialogue. It's so fucking good.
What's up, Samoan Nomad? How you doing?
Coffee is for closers, Mizuma. That's right.
Excuse me.
That speech Alec Baldwin gave was so fucking cool.
Azora High here, been watching for a long ass time on it all. What's up, man?
What is happening?
Changed the name, huh?
Samoan Nomad.
I remember Azora High. There was a lot of variation on that, too.
Ed Harris, thank you.
There's Monica. What's up, Monica?
Oh, I missed this so much, man.
Yeah, this was fun.
This is damn awesome.
Yeah, Ed Harris and Westworld's awesome. The Black Cat.
Talking about him.
Yeah, we were.
I couldn't think of his name. That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta check out Westworld season one at least. You don't need to see beyond that, really, but you can, but it's awesome. It's really, really good. Yeah, I was saying, I'll put on like the Samsung Plus regular TV, whatever is on, and it's on a Western channel. And Riddick, I just leave it on for Riddick so he has noise, won't be barking and everything. And I'll catch myself walking in like catching old Westerns, and I'll sit there and watch 10 or 15 minutes of, you know, the original Magnificent Seven or whatever's on. It's all kinds of cool shit. They're so good, man.
What's happening?
Yeah,
Monica?
Where is Randy Suimatsu? I don't know. I mean, and look, it was late. We started late, and I don't know how notifications work anymore.
Yeah.
We're already going to get canceled because James had a wet dream.
Yeah. No. Bring your umbrella.
I've seen that a million times. Said it years ago. We did live streams. It wouldn't even be live yet. It would already be yellow. But
that's right. I do remember that.
Yeah, it happened all the time. I don't know how they determine that live, but whatever.
Well, guys, would y'all be cool if we?
Yeah, we got to get out of here. But we'll
I got to get back to China Grove.
Yeah, we need to schedule like a official 100K Q&A celebration, all whatever it's going to be, and then do it earlier, obviously, and then we'll get back, obviously, to House of Dragon in 8 weeks.
Rebecca said she's been watching Bonanza again.
Yeah.
Little Joe Cartwright. I told you I was been watching Little House on the Prairie.
Yes.
Again.
Yes.
Started it from the very beginning. Dude, it's good. And I'm telling you, they have really, what do you call it? Remastered it, I guess.
Yeah.
Because it's so crystal clear on my TV.
Yeah, it makes me want to watch Lassie. Hey, Lassie's good, man.
It was.
I love Lassie. Dustin's asking, before we get out of here, boxing question, since you're the boxing expert.
Oh,
who
shit.
Who you got between Jake and Mike?
Listen,
I'll just say this before James ends, because I know he knows a lot more about boxing than me. I was a huge Mike Tyson fan, though. If Mike catches him in the first, I'm going to say 2 rounds, it's over.
Yeah.
But after 2 rounds, it's going to go way up for Jake.
That's about just the way I feel.
It's just it's Mike Tyson, but he's 60 years old. And
if
that's
runs and grabs and,
yes,
you know, tries to sneak a shot in here and there. Because, look, we saw Tyson lose to lesser opponents than him later in his career. Well, we're way late now.
Way, way.
And he's going to come out like a madman.
Yes.
And if Jake can run and grab and hold and get the ref involved,
right,
he has a chance. But, and he does hit hard. He does. But Tyson has a good chin. Yes, he's been knocked out, but not like
stone cold.
Right.
Yep.
He's also he's taking some hellacious shots.
Yeah, and people forget that aspect of boxing, right? It's like, well, it's Mike Tyson. Some people think he's the GOAT or compares him to Ali and hits hard, all that stuff. But he's still, like you said, people don't think about his time management. It's only 2-minute rounds, I believe.
In their fight, I think so.
But it's he can grab him, he can hold him, and get the ref involved and waste all that time. And the further it goes, the more Jake it goes up for him. Like bars.
Yeah, it's
like,
exactly
like
what
I would
be.
Say right here. You know, for me, it's like Tyson's above a little bit just because of the experience and years and still being Mike Tyson. But the more time, it goes this way.
And look, I know people, they absolutely hate Jake, right?
Yeah, but some people would just.
He's a grown man in his physical prime.
Yes.
And he hits hard.
He does.
And
look, he's put in some work, clearly.
It's a fucking fight. And people, you know, if you get your button pushed just right.
That's right.
It's pushed. Don't matter if you hate the guy that pushes it or not.
It's a boxing match. You always have a shot, and we'll see.
Yeah.
I will be watching, though. That'll definitely be a night we'll schedule.
Tyson, he's just fun. And if he brings it, people are going to get what they want to see.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But anyway.
What about a Morgan Freeman type?
Where? Oh, Mizuma. Oh, he's talking about Morgan Freeman, the greatest basketball player of all time. Yeah.
I forgot.
Yeah. You know, He's got me the Morgan Freeman poster. This in my closet I see every morning. Yeah, I got. I need to get a few more pairs of Morgan Freemans to complete my collection, Mazuma, but I'm working on it. Might get some money. Oh, James is going to love Yabushige if he watches Shogun. Anyway, all right. I guess we better get out of here. We're running late. We started way late. We'll schedule something. I'll post it on like Twitter and the social tab or whatever on YouTube. We'll do a proper like 100K Q&A.
Be fun.
Old stories, whatever we want to do and have some fun, hang out. And we can tell wet dream stories. It don't matter. As long as they don't get banned, but I don't think they can be that's bannable. But
for the bins, that could be another sponsor.
There you go, exactly. But yeah, I mean, we got
that's
big
weird
plans.
Condoms a bit. Big I never plans. Know what's gonna happen. Yeah.
We got big plans, man. We want to grow this damn podcast again, and you know, get some funny shirts out there so people to get those jokes. And these fake ass sponsors like Vagiserts and
us wearing them would just be hilarious too.
Exactly. I want a Vagisil shirt so bad I can't stand it. I got one mocked up, but I got to get it done right. But yeah, we'll stay on the lookout. We'll do a proper 100K like plan thing to get everybody here for old time's sake and have fun. And then we got House of Dragon coming in 8 weeks, and we'll have is it 8 or 10? I think it's 8 episodes this year. I don't think it's a full 10.
Would you be okay with us watching Shogun on here?
Absolutely.
Because that's shorter than the Lord of the Rings like you were talking about.
Yeah, those would be another, like just House of the Dragon.
That would be
one hour,
fun.
1 hour things.
Like I tell Landon, I like watching things like that with you to help, you know, kind of pause and say something sometimes, you know?
Yeah, and it's based off real history, too. But
awesome.
Anyway.
Yes, we're going to do post-game shows after House of the Dragon,
We'll be back with that. Maybe that's what we'll do before, like a few weeks before, we'll kind of get back our time slot and run up to it or something. We'll see. But we'll do a proper, like, planned out earlier live stream for, like, an official 100K thank you to everybody and all that kind of stuff. And then we'll go from there.
And, wear your fanny packs.
Yeah, wear your fanny packs, exactly. We got a lot of stuff, dude. New logo, we got to get some shirts out. We got all kinds of shit we got to get done. We got to try the new cameras. We got to try a new setup.
I've been sewing a lot with the needle and thread.
What squirrel? What the
hell? Yeah, no. That is kind of random as hell, ain't it?
What the hell?
I mean, I got tired. I had like a hole in a throw pillow.
Yeah, yeah.
And then... I had 3 things I needed to sew, and damn it, I sewed it. I watched a video on YouTube.
Yeah, I got a sewing kit. I fixed things.
I mean, like, I could make Frankenstein stitches and something, but I watched a video to how to do it, and I've been sewing.
That's just so random.
So maybe, no, I was thinking, I don't know. I was trying to chime in with what you said, but then it would sound stupid if I didn't say I've been sewing. But yeah, maybe.
You got squirrels. Wait a minute. That's a t-shirt.
Make some fanny packs to sell as well. Yeah, I was gonna say
yes.
Custom fanny packs.
There's a we can probably find them to get our logo printed on. Squirrel's gonna be a new t-shirt. I can see that now. I can see we got all kinds of inside jokes.
We do.
I'm telling you, man. But anyway, this was fun, man. I'm glad we went live at the last minute. I know it was last minute and late for everybody, and a lot of people missed it. They're going to be mad at us, but we'll do a proper 100K live stream. We'll talk about it and plan it, do it earlier, obviously. And, House of Dragon in 8 weeks. We'll lead up to that, and then we'll be doing post-game after that as well. And we'll figure out Lord of the Rings. I guess we should watch it and then just talk about it. But we also talked about we got plenty of true crime stuff that we both watched. So maybe we can combine a couple of those shorter ones or something. I don't know. Another Q&A. How about that?
That would be cool.
So,
man.
Like, just, you know, if people want to leave comments or something, you know, we'll do a Q&A or something. We'll have to announce that like in a prior one, obviously. But we'll do it. So many girlfriend. Oh shit.
Put a little hole in it. Itty bitty hole. Crack about that long with a hole about that big.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry.
You can make candles. get some wicks and.
We could, dude. That would be fun. Dick protector. This chat, I'm giving you guys an A+ tonight.
I know. It's
this short notice, y'all have killed it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just, awesome.
Just jump right back in to the old ways. And here, because it don't take long. Like, we're all serious for, like, not serious, but we're serious for like 10 minutes.
Shift gears.
And then
you
here,
feel
candle holders. Oh, we got candle t-shirts now. We dripping like candles. We got squirrel t-shirt. We got all kinds of damn cool merch coming. Dip your wick. Ooh, I like to dip your
hell
wick.
Hell yes.
I'm a dribbler and not a...
Oh, that's good. That's good as hell.
Yes, we got some stuff. We need to write all this down. I guess I'll have to go back and watch the VOD.
Oh shit,
I'm getting a headache. Oh my god. Oh shit.
I love this.
Shooter versus dribbler. Put a little, you know, it sounds like basketball, but anyway. All right. Let's get out of here. James gotta go home. He gotta work. I'm actually off tomorrow. But I don't have to edit. Just a tip. Yeah, we still got just a tip. Just a week. Here we go. There's going to be some comments. Oh, shit. I don't know if anybody's going to watch this like after this. But we'll see what happens. I can't wait to see some of those, too. Like, what the hell did I just walk into? Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Let's get this thing out there. All right. We good? Anything else?
No.
Hey, by the way.
Love you guys.
I wrote a book 2 years ago. Check it out.
Squirrel.
I also do voiceovers now. Some voiceover. I'm okay. If you want to need a voiceover, let me know. There's a link in the comment. I mean, in the description. It's free to hire me or set up a job. All right, y'all. Seriously, y'all have a good one. Appreciate y'all. I got to get up and go click it over there, but anyway, because it's not right here. Or can I just? Yeah, I can do it right here. I guess I can. Yeah, I can.
Okay.
All right. Thank y'all. Love y'all.
So much fun.
We'll look out for a post or something again, Twitter, Instagram, and then like the social tab of YouTube, and we'll schedule a proper earlier one and celebrate 100K, and then we're up to 110 now. Thank you, everybody. Y'all have a good one. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you
next time.